translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord replied, "By the grace of the Lord, someone may become great poet, and similarly, by His grace, someone else may become a great Shrutidhar who can memorize anything immediately." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, Shrutidhar is a very important word. Shruti means hearing and Dhara means one who can capture. Formerly, before the beginning of Kali Yuga, almost everyone, especially among the intelligent men, the Brahmanas, was a Shrutidhar. As soon as a student heard any of the Vedic wisdom from his master, he would remember it forever. There was no need to refer to books, and therefore there were no written books in those days. The spiritual master delivered the Vedic hymns and their explanations to the student, who would then remember them forever without consulting books. To become a Shrutidhar, one who can remember simply by hearing, is a great achievement for a student. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, "Yad yad vibhutimat sattvam srimat urjitam evava tat tad evagaccha tvam mama tejansa sambhavam." Krishna, know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creation springs from but a spark of my splendor. As soon as we find anything extraordinary, we should understand that such an extraordinary manifestation is a special grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to the champion Keshav Kashmir that just as he was greatly proud of being a favorite devotee of Mother Saraswati, so someone else, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself being favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could become Shrutidhar and thus memorize anything immediately simply by hearing it. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So we'll hear from the verse where Revati Ramana Prabhu left yesterday. So in regards to this purport, Prabhupada describing about Shrutidhar. So that is the reason why you call Veda Shruti. Shruti means it was coming from disciples to, from guru to disciples in disciple succession. So the process of hearing. People just hear and they can remember. So that is the difference between Shruti and Smriti. In Shruti, that's why we have a Veda, then Veda, Upanishad, they're all Shruti, then we have Purana, Mahabharata, Gita, and all other scriptures. So, whatever our Mahabharata, Gita, Bhagavata, Purana will speak, that is okay, good. But that should be in the line of Shruti, Veda. So among the high intellectual in spiritual field people, acharyas, whatever they will speak, they will describe from Purana and all the Smritis, that must be supported by Shruti. Otherwise it is not accepted. The reason is, the Shruti is very perfect. In the sense, you hear so much so perfect, in pronunciations also you can't go 1 millimeter this way, that way. What to speak of, you deviate from the subject matter. The pronunciation also, they learn by hearing only. That's why in your Mayapur Gurukul, all these mantras, they learn not from the books. Of course, they are not Shrutidhar by hearing once they can remember. They repeat it for months to learn it. But how you pronounce perfectly, that's it. But Smriti is not like that. Smriti, somebody describing, according to his own bhava, own understanding, own mood, he can describe different things. So in this way, there is a chance of deviating. So in this way, whatever a Smriti says, that has to be reconciled with Shruti. So there is Shruti or Veda has given the most importance. So here Shrutidhar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, it is not necessary for him to become Shrutidhar. It is not necessary for him to learn, because all learnings are coming from him. So he has to memorize by hearing from somebody. When he was studying in Gangadas' stall, Gangadas, his guru, his spiritual master, was very surprised. He'll just read once and remember everything. Because all knowledge is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's God, so there is nothing astonishing. But interesting thing, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting here, yesterday we had Revati Raman Prabhu, he described very practical application of these incidents that we have to learn in our life. Actually, whole Mahaprabhu's life is based on teaching through others. Apane acharya dharma jivere sikhaye. That is the main purpose why Mahaprabhu came, why Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. Krishna came 5,000 years ago and he gave the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Then he was waiting for 4,500 years. Then Krishna realized that the brain of Kali Yuga people are too thick. Even if I tell them, it doesn't enter into their brain. So I have to go on what I spoke in Gita. By my own behavior, I have to teach them. So that's how we see the every pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, full of lessons and teachings. Everything. That is the reason why the Gaudiya peoples, their spiritual life starts from reading Gita, Bhagavad, this, that, but ultimately I have found very senior sannyasi Gaudiya Math peoples, they don't read anything else except Chaitanya Bhagavad. Because Chaitanya Bhagavad includes everything. Chaitanya Charitamrita includes everything. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, when if there is any time inundation, the flood in your village, then you drop everything, give up everything, and just carry three books, Gita, Bhagavata, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and go to the roof of your building. Then water will be increasing. Then you lift these three books high, very heavy. First you drop Gita, then still heavy, you drop Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, you keep up to the end, don't leave, drop it. That does not mean Gita, Bhagavata are inferior to Chaitanya Charitamrita. That means that Chaitanya Charitamrita is a book which includes the conclusions of all the Vedic teachings. If you will read Chaitanya Charitamrita and all these teachings specifically Mahaprabhu gave to five personalities, five teachings, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, then he gave to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Raya Ramananda. So like this, you see how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described all the Siddhantas that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach about, to establish bhakti, not bhakti, to establish prema bhakti. How in the same way the Mahaprabhu teaching everything very systematically on the basis of support from the Vedic literatures. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita is like, you see, you read many literatures, then you make a notebook. But from Chaitanya Charitamrita, you can't make a notebook. Because Chaitanya Charitamrita is a notebook itself. Many scriptures has been conclusions. So whatever is there, that's it. So this is a notebook of all Vedic literatures. And conclusions are given here. So that's why That was Mahaprabhu's purpose, that he came and he exemplified all the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Veda, Purana, Upanishads, Mahaprabhu and his associates by their own behavior. That's why yesterday we heard that about Haridas Thakur, somebody commented that prachar karane kehu nakare achar, achar karane kehu nakare prachar, achar prachar name karha dui karma, tumi jagatare sestha, jagatare arjya, something like that. That some people, they do prachar, but they don't do the practice in their life. But some people practice, but they don't do preaching. But achar prachar name karha dui karja. Haridas Thakur, you are preaching and you are exemplifying by your life also. So that's why it is very, very important how Mahaprabhu, through these pastimes of facing this case of Kashmir, that we have to learn so many different things. As we heard a few things from Revati Raman Prabhu, and also Mahaprabhu is very, very careful. He is very careful when he is dealing and preaching to somebody. If you will analyze, then you will observe when he is approaching Keshav Kashmir, when he approached in Banaras, who was in Banaras, that Pandit, Mayavadi Sannyasi, Prakashananda Saraswati, Jagannath Puri, who he defeated, Jagannath Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya. They are all big scholarly personality, great personalities. But how was Mahaprabhu's approach to preach these people? You have to learn from Mahaprabhu. And wherever he goes, he presents himself so, as if I don't know anything. No. Oh, very humble. Paka, ye Sarvam Bhattacharya, saying, you took sannyas as a young boy. I am very worried. As a young boy, if you don't know Vedanta, how will you understand, how will you maintain your sannyas life? Yes, yes, I don't know anything Vedanta. Please teach me something. Then he is very proud. Oh, I'll teach you Vedanta. जैसे श्री राधा गोपाल सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय. Then 7 days, with great pride, he is elaborating Vedanta. You see, in our preaching, sometimes we have a habit, somebody speaks, we stop and just go on, pressing him down. That is one way, Somebody argue, we don't give him chance. Just put your point. But Mahaprabhu technique was different. He just kept quiet. Okay. No, you put forward whatever you have in your pocket, no problems. So when everything he described, never keeping quiet, Sarvam Bhattacharya is saying, are you understanding anything what I am saying? You are not asking anything, not saying anything. And then Mahaprabhu said, yes. Whatever Vedanta says, I understand. But whatever you say, I don't understand that. It's very surprised, no? How come that? So Mahaprabhu technique was like that. No? Same thing he did with Prakashananda also. No? He went very humble, where people, they wash their feet, sit there. Then he went, first he'll go in very humble mood, as if I don't know anything. Then finally he'll give very good medicine to them, no? So that was his trick. But one thing here we see, but he was very careful with prestigious people not to offend them in publicly. Sometimes we become very proud to put people down by putting forward our arguments. And we are more happy, let others see that how I defeated him. But Mahaprabhu used different technique. When this Keshav Kashmir came, he's a great personality. He has been traveling all over India, not alone, with elephant, horse, his associates. It's big news in India, wherever he is going. Actually, when he came to Navadvip, All Navadvip Pandits, they came because he traveled all over India to become Digvijay. Navadvip was the last place. But that was the place of Pandits that time. If you defeat the Pandits of Navadvip, then he got certificate. He's Digvijay Pandit. And when Navadvip Pandits heard about this Keshav Kashmir, because they know the Keshav Kashmir is blessed by Mother Saraswati. He did some sadhana. There is a mantra. If you chant that mantra 300,000 times properly, then whatever you speak, that will be perfect. You want that mantra? Want that mantra? There is a mantra I have read in the Puran, the mantra is there. But we don't want our words to be perfect. We just follow the perfect words that are there already in scriptures. We don't want that. But he had done that sadhana. Saraswati Devi was living on his tongue. So Navadvi people then knew this. So they're so scared. When they heard Keshav Kashmir is coming, then nobody came out of, some people they left Navadvi. Then I'm going to my daughter's house, my son-in-law's house. Some people there, they Navadvip, no, I have stomach pain, I have fever. They didn't come out of the house. Such a powerful personality. And he came to argue. He said, I will argue with people, so you defeat me. So Mahaprabhu easily could invite him, okay, you come, I will argue with you. So Mahaprabhu did not do that because he did not want to offend him. He's a prestigious person. If in front of everybody, to defeat him, it doesn't look nice. So Mahaprabhu did not invite him. He was just sitting on the bank of Ganges with his students. And this Keshav Kashmir came and saw Mahaprabhu, so Nimai. That time, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu name was not given. Gauranga, he was mostly known as Nimai Pandit that time, Nimai Pandit. The Keshav Kashmir came. He saw, he's sitting with students. He said, Who are you? I am Nimai. Oh, you are Nimai Pandit. I know you are very scholarly person. No, what? I don't know anything. I know little bit grammar here, there, I don't know anything. That is how Mahaprabhu started. And course of this discourse, we will see that how he composed this 100 verses when he asked. Then Mahaprabhu said, you are such a scholarly person. I have to listen something from you. Just imagine, if you go and so submissively ask somebody, and how nice you will feel. No? You are so great. I want to hear from you. I am like your disciple. No? Mahaprabhu creates a very good mood. He gives us a comfortable, he creates us a comfortable situation to the speaker. Okay. I am surrendering. With a free mind you present what you want to speak. That is what you want to listen. As if he knows everything. He said, oh, what I listen? We are sitting on the bank of a Ganga. Please chant speak something glorifying Ganga. And Keshav Kashmir, instantly on the spot, not by learning some Ganga Stotram, Ganga verses from scriptures, not like that. Instantly he composed 100 verses at the speed of the flow of Ganga. 100 verses. Then Mahaprabhu, he pointed out, he asked, Mahaprabhu said, now please explain me, what are the dosa and the guna, what are the good things and defects in your composition? So, defects in my composition? There can't be any defects in my composition. Then you tell me, first he said, tell me, which verse you want to listen? Then immediately Mahaprabhu chanted one verse. Then he was very surprised. It is not some verses I have memorized from other scriptures that you knew. I just composed and I recited so fast. How did you remember? So in answer to that, Mahaprabhu, he is saying these things. Just like you have been blessed by somebody, by Saraswati, so that you can eloquently compose. There are some people, they are blessed also by God. They can speak. Then Mahaprabhu, what to speak of analyzing 100 verses? In one verse, he found 5 mistakes in one verse. And that has been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here very nicely. What are those mistakes? He found 5 good qualities and 5 mistakes in these verses. So the verse was what Keshav Kashmir composed. Mahattam Gangaya Satatam Idam Abhati Nitarang Yad Esa Sri Vishnus Charana Kamalatpati Subhaga Doita Sri Lakshmi Ditya Sri Lakshmi Iva Sura Narair Acharya Charana Bhavani Bhartur Ja Sirasi Bihavati Adhuta Guna. He is glorifying Mother Ganga, saying, the greatness of Mother Ganges always brilliantly exists. She is the most fortunate because she emanated from the lotus feet of Sri Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. She is a second goddess of fortune. Therefore, she is always worshipped both by demigods and humanity. Endowed with all wonderful qualities, she flourishes on the head of Lord Shiva. Any person who will listen this verse will be surprised. Wow! So nicely, so eloquently, Keshav Kashmir glorifying Mother Ganga. But Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu said that Eishlokar Arthakara Prabhu Jadi Baila. Ei shlokeer arthakara prabhu jadi baila bismita hoya digbijayi prabhu re puchila. Mahaprabhu said that please explain the meaning of this verse. Then Keshav Kashmir, I recited all the verses like blowing the wind. I recited like as if blowing the wind. How could you completely learn by heart even one among these verses? He was very surprised. So the Mahaprabhu said that please describe what is good and bad quality of these verses. Vipra kahe sloke nahi dosera avas upama alankara guna kichu anupras. Then the Brahman very proudly he said, there is not a tinge of fault in that verse. Rather, it has the good quality of similes and alliterations, the upama and alankar. Alankar is there in, when you write, compose some poetry, the different things are there. So in the last line of the verse quoted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the letter bha is repeated many times, as in the words bhavani, Bhartur, Vibhavati, Abhuta. You see, the composing songs, singing songs, playing music and dance, all these things are art. They call these artistical qualities are given by the demigods. People previous ages, they were going through lot of sadhana, penance, just like to become an artist previous days, no, or to become a good Sangeeta man, they have to, years they have to learn. Now those kind of learnings and teachings, art, has been lost. Like in India, we have this Odissi dance, Kathak dance, Manipuri dance, so artistical. And nowadays, what people are dancing, just jumping up and down, so break dance, this dance, that, that, there is no systems. But all this, that time, the dance was a celestial quality that you get by your sadhana from your guru, not just jumping up and down, beating the drums, it is like tal, man, sur, that was there like that. So you are getting all these good qualities by the blessings of your guru, And by the blessings of the demigod, particular demigods were there, whom you have to be blessed to all to learn all these things. And the poetry they are composing like that. The poetry, there are so many art, so many techniques that one has to be careful for writing a book or a poetry. And here, in his composition, just he has used the same syllable, bha, 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 bha. That is a mistake. No? Who can find a mistake like this? No? Look, it sounds so nice. The bhavani, bhartur, vibhavati, adbhut. Such repetition is called anuprasa. Or alliteration. The words Lakshmir Eva, or Vishnu's Charana Kamalatpati are instances of Upama Alankar, for they exhibit metaphorical beauty. The Ganges is water and Lakshmi is the goddess of fortune. Since water and a person are not actually similar, the comparison is metaphorical. So in this way only the people, they're very high standard, they can understand what are the defects with these compositions. So Mahaprabhu found 5 good qualities and he found 5 defects. Prabhu kahen kahi jadi nakarha ros kaho tomar ei shloke kiba ache dos. So Mahaprabhu very politely saying, you are saying there is no defects. If you don't become angry, first is warning him, you please don't become angry. For a small boy like me, how old was Mahaprabhu, you know, that time? He was only 11 years old. When he was 11 years old, he was a professor. He has his own school. And children are coming from different places to learn from him. And that is Nimai Pandit. He first said, my dear sir, I may say something to you if you will not become angry. Can you explain the faults in this verse? Prativhar kabya tomar devata santase bhalamate bicharile janigono duse. There is no doubt that your poetry is full of ingenuity and certainly it has satisfied the Supreme Lord. First is glorifying. What you have written is best. Actually, how Mahaprabhu treat people like this, if you read afterwards, you will see. First he becomes very humble. Then he finds all the defects. Then when that person understands, then again he glorifies. Oh, it does not matter. He'll find the defects, 5 defects, 5 good qualities. Then he'll say, you might have many good qualities, but in composition, if one defects, all good qualities are useless. He'll prove. Mahaprabhu so because he studied the logic, tarka. Of course, it's not necessary for him to study, but he studied tarka. He's very expert. What he'd do, he'll go to the pandits. He'll tell, okay, what do you think about this? The pandits will tell something. Then immediately he refute that. It's wrong. When they accept wrong, then what he reputed, he himself also again. So what I said is all mistakes. What he first will say, what you said, the defects. He'll give his argument proving that is defect. Then everybody, oh, very nice. Your presence so nicely, oh, we are all defeated. Then what he said, he'll defeat that also again. He's so expert in presenting things like this. So here, Nimai Pandit Mahaprabhu, what is doing? First, he is very humbly approaching. Then he is saying, oh, you have 5 good qualities, 5 bad qualities. Then he is saying, you have no good qualities. With one bad defect, everything. Then at the end, he is saying, no, you don't be worried. The God, he does not take any defects. He sees only good things for you. Whatever you have written, they are all very nice. So please you go back and tomorrow morning I will meet you. So this is technique. At the end, that is how in management the teaching also. First say good things, in between say bad things, then you say good things. So whomever you are speaking, you should speak like that. So Prabhu kahen, okay. প্রতিভার কাব্য তোমার দেবতা সন্ত সেন ভালো মতে বিচারিলে জানি গণ ইজ নো ডাউট দ নো ডাউট ইয়ার পোয়েট্রি ইজ গ্রেট অ্যান্ড লর্ড ইজ স্যাটিসফাইড বাট ইফ ইউ অ্যানালাইজ স্কুটিনাইজ ইট ডেফিনেটলি এভরিথিং উইল হ্যাভ সম ডিফেক্টস অ্যান্ড সম গুড কোয়ালিটিজ তাতে ভালো করিস লোক করহ বিচার কবি কহে যে কহিলে সেই বেদ সার দি লর্ড কনক্লুডেড নাও therefore let us carefully scrutinize this verse then pandit saying the poet replied yes the verse you have recited is perfectly correct there is nothing no mistake byakaraniya tumi nahi padho alankar tumi ki janibe ei kavitre sar then this Keshav Kashmir saying what do you know about poetry You are a student of grammar. You are an ordinary student of grammar. What do you know about the literary embellishments? You can't review this poetry because you do not know anything about it. No? First he said, you are a grammar student, small boy. What do you know? Prabhu kahe nate puchhiye tamare. Then Mahaprabhu expert. Yes, yes. I am a small boy, I am a grammar man, I don't know what is defect and good. That's why I am asking you. You are expert, you may tell what is defect and good. Prabhu kahe nate puchhiye tamare, bichariya guna dasa bujhao amare. I am a grammar student, I don't know very well. You are very expert, that is the reason I am saying, you analyze and tell me, what are the good side and what is the bad side of this. নাহি পড়ি অলঙ্কার করিয়াছি শ্রবণ তাতে এই শ্লোকে দেখি বহু দোষগণ ইউ আর টেলিং মি দ্যাট আই এম নট এক্সপার্ট ইন অলঙ্কার আই হ্যাভ নট স্টাডিড ইটস ট্রু আই হ্যাভ নট স্টাডিড দিস থিংস বাট স্টিল আই হ্যাভ হার্ড ফ্রম আদার্স জাস্ট বাই হিয়ারিং ফ্রম আদার্স আই ফাইন্ড সো মেনি ডিফেক্টস অ্যান্ড আই ইফ আই উড রিড স্টাডি প্রপারলি দেন হাউ মেনি ডিফেক্টস আই উড ফাইন্ড ইন দ্য ভার্সেস সো এক্সপার্ট ওয়ে হিট পুট ইন ডাউন কবি কহে কহ দেখি কোন গুণ দোষ প্রভু কহে কহি শুন না করিও রস দেন হি সেইং কবি পোয়েট ইজ টেলিং টেল মি হোয়াট ইজ ডিফেক্ট হোয়াট ইজ গুড দেন মহাপ্রভু অ্যানালাইজিং প্রভুপাদ হ্যাজ ডিসক্রাইবড ইন হিজ পারপট অলসো কেশব কাশ্মীর ফার্স্ট ওয়ান্টেড টু ব্লফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু By saying that since he was not an advanced student in literary style, he could not review a verse full of metaphors and literary ornaments. This argument has some basis in fact. Unless one is a medical man, he cannot criticize a medical man. And unless one is a lawyer, he cannot criticize a lawyer. Therefore, Keshav Kashmir first depreciated the Lord's position, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was to the champion of a student of grammar, how could he dare criticize a great poet like him? Lord Chaitanya therefore criticized the poet in a different way. He said that although he was certainly not advanced in a literary career, he had heard from others how to criticize such poetry. And as a Shrutidhar, possessing a complete memory, he could understand the process for such a review. So in this way, Mahaprabhu now will start finding the defects. It is a little difficult to understand also. But few words that I will just tell you, that you can understand the Mahaprabhu, he has made a point, few things here. Because overall thing is a little difficult to understand. But one or two things I can tell you that Mahaprabhu has made very clear. What is the defect? One word used here, Bhavani Bhartur Ja Sirasi Vibhavata Adhvuta Gunaha. That Ganga is so great, wonderful qualities. That Keshav Kashmir in his composition saying, Bhavani Bhartur Sirasi, Bhavani Bhartur Sirati Sirasi Vivarti, that you are dazzling on the seat of Bhavani Bhartu. You know what is Bhavani Bhartu? You know? What is Bhavani Bhartu? Bhavani is Parvati. And why is Bhavani? Because she is wife of Shiva. Shiva is Bhava. Bhava is Shiva. And his wife is Parvati. And he is saying, Bhavani Bhartu. Shiva, Bhartu means husband. That you are husband of Parvati. Okay? But Mahaprabhu is saying the defect is, he is saying, Bhavani Bhartu, you are husband of Shiva's wife. Bhavani Bhartu means you are husband of Shiva's wife. So what does that mean? That means the Parvati has some other husband other than Shiva. This word means like that. Bhavani Bhartu, he could have said, yes, Shiva's husband, but you are saying wife of Shiva's husband. Bhavani Bhartu, husband of Shiva's wife. Husband of Shiva's wife means that Shiva's wife has another husband. So he's defeating like that. So like the small, small things that we cannot catch. But he has Virudhamati, Bhagnakrama, Punarutta, some things in composition repeated again and again. Something, it has been different meanings. This Alankara says, so Mahaprabhu, he has pointed out all these things very scrutinizedly. Panchadasa eishlokehe pancha alankar krameyami kahisuna karaha vichar. My dear sir, in this verse, there are five faults and five literary ornaments. I shall state them one after another. Kindly hear me and then give your judgment. Then Mahaprabhu will explain all these five. You will read from the next week what are the defects and what are the ornaments. Then after hearing this explanation, this Keshava Kasam will completely fused, completely morose, become almost black. No, the only 11 years old boy. So he's thinking, oh Mother Saraswati, what mistake I committed. You made me to defeat in front of a small boy like this. And he was so dejected. He went, he could not eat, drink, sleep. He's praying to Mother Saraswati, meditating upon Mother Saraswati, that what aparadha I committed. You made to defeat in front of a small boy like this. The Mother Saraswati appeared to him. Said, Keshav, every time I made you victorious, but whom are you talking you now? Always I help you, but whom are you talking to? He's my husband. He's my master. What can I do in front of him? How can I help you in front of him? So better you go and surrender unto him. So Saraswati, Mother Saraswati, she inspired Keshav Kashmir. The next day Keshav Kashmir went and he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu in this way, there are some intellectual people, so very elaborately, very nicely, in these discussions through Keshav Kashmir, through Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he presented all these things very nicely, elaborately, defeating the Mayavadi, defeating Karmakanda, defeating Dhyana, and bringing everybody to the point how Prema Bhakti is the highest, the conclusion. But one thing we should observe, in general, Mahaprabhu was not worried for all these things. Only intellectual people. For people in general, all he used to make, just chant and dance. That's it. Chant and dance, when you are hungry, you take prasadam. If you see Mahaprabhu lifestyle in Jagannath Puri, the whole day what he has doing? He brings all devotees, they go. Not necessarily have to save up your head and drop everything and become Hare Krishna. Not like that. You stay in your house, do all your household activities, no problem. Wear as you like, wear blue color cloth, yellow color cloth, but dhoti, not pants, shirt, jeans, not like that. they're long hair, there are some beards, some long hairs, different dhotis, not like that.
Mahaprabhu's preaching was very normal, not abnormal or extreme like that. He made things so simple. His purpose is the previously everything is complicated and college people are so fallen they can't take any complicated process. So why make your life very complicated? No, be very normal. No? Namasraya kari jatane tumi thakaho apana kaje. Don't drop everything and run to forest. Take shelter of holy name, do your own duty. That is Mahaprabhu's policy. People are doing, they're doing that duty. Then they come join Mahaprabhu. Okay, chant and dance. The chanting and dancing. Then become hungry, bring Jagannath Mahaprasad. That's why I tell that Prabhupada has given us among thousands of gods, Rama, Vamana, Narasingha, Ramadi, Murti Sukala, Niyamena, Tishtan, Prabhupada has given us two best gods. One is dancing God, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and is eating God, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu movement is these things. We chant, dance, and take Mahaprasad. Then everything will be okay. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. As I was telling yesterday, that Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna, go back to Godhead. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. But devotees said, Maharaj Prabhupada saying, chant Hare Krishna, be happy, but after we coming, this rule, this philosophy, that philosophy, so many problems. Prabhupada, very simple process, is very complicated. I said, no, process is very simple, but we are complicated. That is the problem. But chant and dance, stick to that. Chant and be happy. When Prabhupada's time, we are Hare Krishna, so much chanting, dancing, Nagar Sankirtan. Now we become very mature, no? We have reduced chanting and dancing. We are meant to all more the debate, jiva falling from spiritual level or going from here. So many things happening. I don't know, why are you getting all these things? Chant and dance. That's it. Process is simple, but you have to accept the process in simple mind. Then it will work very quickly. But if we remain complicated, the process will not work. That's why we should all go to Navadvip. Chant and go to Puri, take Jagannath Prasad. There's a Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip, then he went to Jagannath Puri. You want to please, that is the easiest process, simple process. You want to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you have nothing to worship him, no arati plate, nothing to worship him, all you have to do, put Gaurnitya deity and chant and dance in front of him. He's worshipped. Jagga hi sankirtan prahi jajanti hi swamedhasa. He's worshipped. And you want to please Jagannath in your house? All you have to do, hold, just feed Jagannath, he's happy. Yeah. More feeding, he's happy. More dancing, Mahaprabhu is happy. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Jagannath Swami ki, Gaur Premanande. I have an announcement. About 10 years before, I had published one book on Radharani. Have you seen that book? With my broken English. I'm not so good in English. So I was worried with my broken English, what can I write? But interestingly, because I have simple broken English, it's very easy for devotees to digest, even children can read. So that time when I was reading, you see, about Radharani, so many things are there, but in different books, different. So I was thinking to put it together. So I composed that book, Radharani's appearance in spiritual world, her appearance in material world, what is Radharani made up of, what is her prema, then childhood pastimes, youth pastimes before marriage, youth pastimes after marriage, then how she went back to Golok Vrindavan. But there are so many other sweet pastimes. So I had written that if Radharani blesses, I will write the part two. So 5 years before that I have completed, but somehow that book was not published. I was praying, Radharani, please, what happening? You don't want people to know these things or what? Then finally, by Radharani's mercy, the last Radhastami, this book manifested. The glories and pastimes of Srimati Radharani. So this book is a little different than the previous books. Previous books are all sweet, small pastimes. In this book, I wanted devotees to know
what work our great acharyas and goswamis have done writing the books like Lalit Madhav, Vidagdha Madhav, Anand Vrindavan Champu, Gopal Champu, so sweetly they have described. But it's very difficult to understand what they have described. If you read Lalit Madhav in dramatic way, no, my point is because it is written 500 years before, we are after 500 years, our buddhi has become so dull. We are no more Srutidhar. We can grasp things also like that. Because people have no intelligence in the head. You ask nowadays students, what is 15 into 6? They need a calculator. Before it was not like that. You know, students, we know all these things. Because now our intelligence is not in our head. It's all in computer, in the machine. So we don't understand all these things. So I wrote, my writings are not so eloquent, but still I dare to write all these things. It's not so perfect also, I'll tell you. Not eloquent, not so perfect. But I wrote it so that when you read, at least you have an idea, oh, this is what Lalit Madhav speaks about. You'll understand. Oh, this is what Anand Vrindavan Champu speaks about. Then later on, you can read those books, and I am sure you will not understand anything if you read those books. So, all written in Sanskrit, I went through Oriya books, Bengali books, and the writings are so high standard. Because Uttama Sloka Banditam, actually, one offense I have committed writing this book, I have prayed Radharani, please forgive me. Because Lord's activities cannot be described in village language. You have to describe in very high, eloquent, high-class language. Very choice words you have to put. And that is what the acharyas they have done. Very choice, high standard. And when I read one sentence, one paragraph. I start reading from the beginning. When I reach at the end, I forget where the sentence started. Unless 10, 20 times you read, you don't understand. And some pandits have translated to Bengali, but they just have put whatever Sanskrit, same words they have put. It's so difficult, you know, to understand. So I have tried my best, and whatever, with my little intelligence I have understood by mercy of Radharani, I have presented. I hope you'll enjoy. So few copies I have brought. It's available, Shruti Prabhu. You have that, Shruti Dharma? Who is that boy? He took some books. You can collect, it will be available in book table also. This is very nice, sweet Radharani. I went to Australia, one young boy, he showed me, he had some painting, 5 years before, he showed me this. So very sweet Radharani. On back side, this boy, interestingly, he had done this art, he gave to me. Then when I gave to my secretary for composing and everything, then he found a verse exactly according to this painting. This saying, I meditated on Sri Radhika standing next to Krishna. Bama parsva stitam tasya, to left side of Krishna. Radha wears a fine blue dress, wearing a blue dress. Her beautiful bodily complexion resembles molten gold. Radharani half covers her beautiful smiling lotus face with the border of her garment. Radha's restless eyes dance like chakori birds on her charming face. So beautiful description. Jasmati Radharani ki, Samaved Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Oh, I have Jagannath mercy for you. This Jagannath toothbrush, as I have brought last year, you have seen this. Jagannath every day morning, the brush, Jagannath teeth also. The tongue cleaner, they clean Jagannath's tongue also. So Bhagavan is sakar or nirakar, he is formless or form. And once a week they save Jagannath also. Saving is weird also. So this brush can clean Jagannath's mouth. Definitely it will touch our head, it will clean our head also. So this special rope I got this year, I went to Ratha Yatra, man panda gave. You see, Jagannath wooden deity. Shastra says you cannot take darshan of the wooden form of Jagannath. Is seen. So they cover, they tie with a special rope around this Jagannath wooden form. Then on top of the do painting and everything. This rope stays for whole year.
once year after Snan Punyama, then on 15 days they close, then they fix Jagannath, they take out this rope. Fortunately, one panda gave me this rope, one piece of rope. Please come and take mercy of Lord Jagannath.